Anquan Boldin was one of the NFL's most talented receivers.
Caught for the touchdown! Anquan Boldin
throws this ball. He's completely covered, and Boldin just fights through and gets the ball.
Put it in the hands of Anquan Boldin, and he's just made NFL history.
Last month, he signed a new contract with the Buffalo Bills. Then, not even 2 weeks later, he quit. Boldin was already known for his social activism and lobbying on issues like criminal justice reform. But he said events in Charlottesville, the swastikas, the white nationalist chants, and the death of a counter-protester made this country's injustices so blatant, he decided to focus full-time on social activism. We reached Boldin on his cell phone to talk more, and I asked him about his former San Francisco 49ers teammate, Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback who made headlines for kneeling during the national anthem. Do you support that kind of on-field activism?
I think so. I think the more that people began to hear the message, I think that people realized exactly what he was doing. And I think he gained a lot of fans by doing exactly that. For those people that didn't want to hear his message, you know, they'll continue to scream how he disrespected the flag, and they'll continue to ignore the reason that he began the protest. But for those that really want change, I think they'll listen to the message and they'll take it to heart.
I want to ask you more broadly about the responsibility of all athletes. Recently, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, said that while he himself is not going to sit out the anthem, he's totally behind his teammates who choose to do so. And then he went on to say, quote, they have a battle for racial equality, referring to his black teammates. How do those comments sit with you? I mean, is this a battle white players should be more aggressively fighting as well?
Well, me, I don't think it's a battle for just athletes, period, black or white. I think it's a battle for all of us. I think it's a battle for owners. I think it's a battle for coaches. I think it's a battle for the players. I think it's a battle for fans. And that's the thing that I've been trying to tell people. Don't just look at the athletes and the protest that they're having, because it's not about them. They're doing this for those that don't have a voice. This is all of our America.
In some ways, was this a luxury that you have to make this choice now? I mean, you've been to the top of the mountain, so to speak. You've got a Super Bowl ring. You're financially secure. A lot of smart folks think you're going to end up in the Hall of Fame. Do you think you could have made this kind of decision earlier in your career?
I would like to think so. Mm-hmm. People have a desire and a passion to play. Of course I do. But at this point in my life, I just feel like there's some things that are more important. And I felt like I couldn't just sit back and continue to let, you know, things be status quo. I had to use my voice and the platform that I've been afforded for change.
Anquan Boldin, he is a former wide receiver. He made a decision to retire from the NFL and pursue a full-time career in humanitarian assistance and human rights. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.